Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about tattoos and other things that people put on their bodies. Listen as we start our study today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
He says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Well, how does he wash us? In the blood of Jesus. He says, make me to hear joy and gladness, and the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Yes, the Lord had to break the bones in order to get his attention. And now he rejoices for the restoration of fellowship. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquity. Oh, David hates his sin. He knows that sin separates us from God, as the 59th chapter of Isaiah tells us. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hey, you might have fallen, as David, into adultery and sins of that nature. Oh, this should be the prayer of your heart. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. He didn't say, restore to me salvation. He was saved, but he did want his joy of his salvation restored. He says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. You see what it is there? You get right with God, cleans your heart, cleans you up. You go out and tell others, hey, look what God did for me. I'm a bad person, but God is a great person. I was in a restaurant in Pensacola, Florida recently. I had never been in that restaurant, but I was late going to lunch, and so I was by myself. And I sat down there, and it's a hamburger joint, but they had waitresses in this hamburger joint, so it's a little bit upscale. I really didn't know anything about the hamburger joint, just went in. And a young lady came up, just a sweet young thing, but I would say maybe 20 years old. I've got grandchildren, several grandchildren much older than her, but, you know, she came and she had a sleeveless blouse, and her arms, both arms were covered from the shoulder down to through her wrist. I was amazed at that. And then looking at her face, I realized there was metal all through her face, and yet, such a nice kid. And so I asked, I sat there and talked to her some as I ordered my food, and she'd come back and check on, see how you're doing, all that. So when I was about done, she's going to get my ticket for me to pay for it. And I said, ma'am, do you mind if I ask you a personal question? And to be honest with you, you can just tell me shut up, because I said, it's really none of my business. It's something I want to know. I'm not judging you at all. And she just kind of laughed. She says, you want to ask me about my tattoos, don't you? I said, yes, ma'am. I kind of have a twofold question. And she says, sure, it's fine, you know. And I had joked around a little bit with her so that she would know that I wasn't mean not to kill her. Okay. And so I said, how much did those tattoos, how much did that cost to get that arm all the way down like that? She says, well, I have a good friend of the family, and he really did a lot of the work, but it still cost over $1,000. And I'm thinking, whew, $1,000. Now, there's a lot of color and everything else in there, but $1,000? Oh, and she had two arms like that. And so I said, the second part of that question is this. Do they stamp or anything? Does this mean anything? And she had a lot of flowers and various colors and all that. She says, well, I love art and flowers. And so, because I love art and flowers, this has a special meaning to me. And then she said something about her other arm. Not sure what she was saying about it because it was just a little bit different. But that's what she said. She says, you know, I had some ladies in here the other day, and they said, darling, you're going to be sorry in about 20 years when all that skin is sagging and blah, blah, blah. She says, you know, if you take care of yourself, you don't have those problems. I don't know. If I were to wear shorts out in public, people think I had veins tattooed. You know, I mean, some of us, we get this age and our bodies have natural tattoos just from age. You know, it's not from having them put on us. And we wish they weren't there. Well, she talked about that. And I just want to know. And I'm really thankful for telling me that and letting me know. I says, I've never had a tattoo, don't want one. But I wondered why people got them because, I mean, they are distinctive. And then I asked her, I says, you know, I said, I'm a pastor. I'm a Christian and I believe in the Lord. But I've got a dark side. And listen, anybody that comes in here and judges you has a dark side too in their life. Wasn't born perfect, and I've not lived perfect. And I took out a gospel tract. I knew she had customers and others there. So I took out a gospel tract. I said, would you promise me to read this? And it's actually one that I wrote. But I said, would you promise me to read this? And I said, I wrote this because what is contained in this tract changed my life. It really did. And I've got a peace and joy that other people just don't have. And would you read it? She said, I'd be happy to, you know. And I gave her a good tip. So, you know, I think that's always important. And left there. Now, I don't know if I'll ever see that young lady because, I mean, that's out of town, everything else. I don't know if I'll ever see that young lady this side of heaven. But if she receives Christ, I will see her one day. But I thought, well, here's a young lady with, I didn't hear a foul word out of her mouth. But I'm sure with the way she was all tattooed, the metal throughout, I just kind of sure that she was not what we'd call a dedicated Christian, okay? But it wasn't for me to judge her. It was for me to help her to come to know Christ. You see, I want you to understand this completely. It's not her sin that will condemn her. It's not what she did that condemns her, but rather it's what sin has done to her. And that sin, what it's done to her, is done to me, is done to you, is done to everyone born into this world. The wages of sin is death. And see, that's what salvation is about. It's not, well, do I deserve to get saved? No. We all deserve to go to hell. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I praise God that this, when we realize that he will save and in no wise cast out any who come to him in repentance and faith. Now, we must be purged from our sins, just like King David said here, clean me. I'll create him a clean heart. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Then you'll teach transgressors the way, and sinners shall be converted. Listen, God did it for us. Then let's do it for him. He says, deliver me from blood guiltiness in Psalm 51. O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. And let me just say that our responsibility is to teach transgressors the way, the sinners to be converted in him. That helps deliver us from blood guiltiness because of the souls of those people. God is our salvation, and it can be their salvation. And we need to sing aloud his righteousness. He says, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Put it in my heart. What to say and the best way to praise. He says, God, to him, verse 16, for thou desirest not sacrifice, or else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Oh, listen. We'd go on and read that, but I've just read that just to tell you that, folks, God will not despise a broken heart. We need to be more broken about our sin than we are the sins of others. And people search high and low to find something wrong with someone, and they'll listen to all kind of gossip and repeat it. What if I had the ability to read your mind and the thoughts of your heart for just the past week? And that'd be the astral mind and thought just this past week. Things that you thought about people, bad things that you had in your mind, all these things. And I went around telling people, you know what this one did? They said, and you said it in your mind, of course, or you said it in your heart, so-and-so this and so-and-so that. And I could just go through all of that stuff. Oh, man, you'd be ready to leave town. You'd be mad. You'd want to do things to me, deny it, and whatever else. And we're more concerned about other people's sin than we are our own sin. We need to be broken over our sin. Well, that's what happened with David. We must be purged before we can see the good hand of the Lord, which will cleanse us thoroughly. There was great destruction in the land in the book of Joel. We saw that in the first chapter. Verse 5 of this chapter gives us a hint as to why that happened. For there we read, it's verse 5 of this chapter, we read as I turn there, because ye have taken my silver, my gold, and have carried into your temples a goodly, pleasant thing. And so he's just saying, look, everything was for yourself, not for the Lord. It is interesting to me that the worst thing taken from the local church today is the holiness of God. See, when they were taking his silver and gold and carried into their temples, their dwelling place, my goodly pleasant things, there were things they were supposed to give unto the Lord. Well, I can't tithe this week because I want to use it for this. We're going to Disneyland. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Hey, I'm not going to give that. You know, my budget says I've got to save so much money so I can't do this for the Lord. So the Lord just looks at you as a thief. And so that's what happened. And so today, that is one of the great things that have been taken from the local church. And that is the holiness of God. And his word changed. And his word substituted with the zircons of worldliness. And the technological stratagems of men and the philosophies that eliminate the strong inner examination by the Spirit of God in the light of God's Word.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.